Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is 4:07 in the afternoon, and it is time for Giveaway Friday. That's right. But we have a very, very special guest today. It's going to be extra fun because not only will you get your McDonald's and, what have we got? The Frank's Car Wash and the Sharp Facets $20 gift certificate and all the stuff, including, don't forget, we also have the Abbeville Opera House tickets to the play coming up this weekend or any weekend you want to use it. But we'll also have a fantastic bag here from Field to Fair. That's right. We have Nancy Smith with us. God, could you pick a more difficult name? Nancy Smith.
I tried to be kind, Anne.
And you are with the State Fair. You are an assistant manager, and you have brought us gift packs to give away. We're going to be talking about all the good things coming up about the fair. You know, the fair will be here before you know it.
It certainly will. The fair will be running this year October 10 through 21, and June is almost halfway over, so it's just around the corner, really.
It is. And I think probably a lot of people think, well, it just takes a few weeks to pull the fair together. You probably don't start working till September, do you, Nancy?
Actually, we start a couple of days before the fair. That's one question I get when they say, what do you do? And I said, I work with the fair. They say, well, what do you do the rest of the year? So the fair is like the largest event in the state, so it takes us a little time to get this tradition going.
Right, exactly. Now, of course, we are doing a video of this, and sitting back in the background, not saying a word, being the silent treatment. Kelly, if you could wave to the camera. Thank you. There you go. Kelly is with South Carolina Radio Network, and she, of course, does a lot of the advertising and works in doing those type of things. So she's here with us today. Nancy, of course, South Carolina News has worked up a program with the State Fair, and we agreed to have Nancy come up here and talk about the State Fair. So how are you doing today, Nancy?
I am great, and we've been having just a great time, and we're very appreciative to be able to come and share some fun facts about the fair.
Absolutely. Now, before we start on that, you have been in Uptown Greenwood looking at all of our toperaries and everything. What do you think of that program there?
I think I took some pictures, and some folks may see something similar if we can pull it off at the South Carolina State Fair in 2013.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They are awesome. And we've been working on this program, I think, this is the fourth or fifth year that they've had the toperaries. So it was a nice thing that actually Kay Self, right here, the Self family, brought to Greenwood, and it's just taken off since then.
It's gorgeous. And I will have to say, every year I go to the festival, I have some Greenwood Flower Festival plants growing and blooming in my yard in Columbia, South Carolina right now.
That's right. So Park Seed says thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. Well, now tell it. You, of course, are you've been working with the fair since what? How long have you been working with the fair?
I'm getting on up there a little bit. I've been involved in the fair industry about 30 years.
30 years. Wow. But before you were involved in the fair, you had a catering business?
Part-time. I had, when I first started working with the fair, it was part-time. And in between that, I did have a catering business. That was actually called Southern Hospitality. So I enjoyed it very much, but I absolutely have a passion for the fair industry. And it's a great industry, and I've loved to be involved in it.
What makes the fair great?
The people. When folks say, what do you do? And I work with the fair. Well, you're kind of in the business of helping people have fun. And I love to see families coming into the fair, which is one reason why we're very excited even more about the program that we're going to be talking about a little bit later on. But just a time to be able to see the kids, tiny kids, and then great-grandmothers and grandfathers. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're having a good time. And it's always rewarding to know that South Carolina has put on something to help someone come together and have fun.
Absolutely. You know, and of course, the fair just covers so much of the agriculture, and since agriculture is the biggest business in South Carolina.
It is, and actually the fair's roots overall are in agriculture, and as you may suspect, it's been a little bit challenging to keep those roots alive because we have to have something for everyone at the fair. So we think we've done a pretty good job at coming up with something very exciting this year.
Well, so you mean you're going to have more than all the midway and just a few animals off to the side? You got something else planned?
We've got a little program planned, okay. A little special little program that goes actually from that ear of corn in the field to the corn dog at the fair.
Wow. Okay. And how does this work?
Well, our new program is called From Field to Fair. And as we said, the fair's roots are in agriculture. But the number of American families in America that are farm-oriented are around 2%. And the folks, young folks that are dealing in farming and knowing about it are continuing to decrease every day and every year. So we wanted to do something to really entertain the kids and make them excited and want to come and learn about agriculture. So we have, working with the Farm Bureau Federation and Foundation for Agriculture, we have developed our own program called From Field to Fair. And the exciting thing about that is the kids can go online and they can download their little passport to sustainability and play some very exciting games. There are like 16 games online. You play your game. When you complete it, you get a little sticker. And the fast forward to the program is that you complete your passport, you bring it to the fair, to the Canty Building at the fair during October the 10th through the 21st. You will receive a blue ribbon designating you as a South Carolina State Fair Ambassador of Agriculture, and you'll have your picture made as well. And we think this...
What do you have your picture made with now?
We're going to have a big set with this From Field to Fair logo that everyone on air now is just imagining, a piece of corn and a corn dog on the other end. So you're going to have your picture made underneath this great logo saying From Field to Fair with this big blue ribbon that says that you're the South Carolina State Fair Ambassador of Agriculture with a nice set there. And so then when you walk around on the fairgrounds, everyone's going to say, "Tell me what that's all about."
At least that's the hope, right? Yeah, that's the hope. Well, you know, the fair is so much fun, but it is, of course, all based with 4-H and FHA and all of these organizations that work together to make things happen. And all year long, these kids work so hard to raise animals and to show exactly how well it can be done. You know, in our area, a lot of the 4-H'ers, we even have classes that go out and see all the animals and everything. So there's a lot of good stuff with that going on. But from field to fair, that's what it's about. But it's also Giveaway Friday. I promised you Giveaway Friday. Now, what did you bring in your pack here? Let's see. Can we open up one and just see what's in there here so that you can tell us what's in there?
Sure. We have a exciting little pack here. And yeah. It's a cute little burlap bag.
Okay.
And on the outside, you have a little recipe card where you will be able to practice before you come to the fair, and you can make your own blue ribbon corn dog. Now, you will get a better one if you come to the fair, but you can practice making your own. Inside the bag, there is some cornmeal from Adloo Flour and some instructions about our Field to Fair program as well, and then a set of souvenir posters from the 2011 South Carolina State Fair. And in case you like mustard or ketchup, along with that in the bag is a little ketchup or mustard dispenser for you to have your corn dog the way you like it.
All right. Can you handle it? Is that what it says? Can you handle it?
So big.
Yes,
can you handle it?
All right. Well, this sounds like fun. Well, that's part of the giveaway today. And, of course, like I said, we've got our McDonald's. I'm loving it. That's right. I got my coffee. Ooh-hoo. Okay. And, of course, we also have a car wash from Frank's Car Wash. But I think we should go ahead and play the game. And I think we should try to figure out the number to call in, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I tell you what, Andy, let's play song number one. I want to know, what was this the theme song to? And this is too easy, but you know I like it that way. 229-7984. Andy, can you play that for us, please? Coming up, number one. Oh, yeah. That's 229-7984. Is the place for me. Come on now. What's the name of that TV show? It's an oldie but a goodie. 229-7984. right, Andy. I knew we'd have winners on that one. Too darn easy, and it's Green Acres. That's right. I should have made you tell me who were some of the key players in that. But, June Hendry. Is that right, Reed? June Hendry. June, she says, what a show. How about that? What a show right here on WCRS right here in Greenwood. Well, you got the super pack, and you know that puts you in the drawing for the grand prize at the end of the month. Well, what's the grand prize, Ann? I have no idea. But last month, it was a super coupon to O'Charley's, $40 gift certificate to O'Charley's. So we're working on it. We'll put it together. But June, come on down. We're here at Sharp Facets until 6 o'clock today, and then from 10 until 2 tomorrow. So make sure you pick it up. And thank you to the State Fair for bringing us this super pack. I expect everybody to be making corn dogs here now and doing a good job with it. Boy, you know, the cornmeal that's in there, that's some of the best, isn't it?
It's good. I've tried it myself.
Absolutely. So you'll be able to sample all of that. We're going to do 5 giveaways, at least 5. You know how I am. I like to do a lot. But I also like to talk about what we are talking about, which is the State Fair. So it's hard to believe October is not that far away. We got a lot of new programs. And, of course, it's all about the emphasis on this, well, we call it Farm to Fork here. We have a program, Farm to Fork. Yeah, that's very much the same.
That's all along the same lines, I'm sure that would be.
So from field to fair is what the fair says. So, Kelly, what are some of the other things that y'all are doing? I mean, excuse me, Nancy, what are some of the other things that you're doing?
Well, along the from field to fair program and from as far as agriculture is concerned, I think you mentioned earlier, Ann, about how important FFA, our Future Farmers of America, and our 4-H kids are. And we're working with them. We're trying to get the field to fair program. Our goal is to get the from field to fair program in the hands of all those young folks like that, and maybe the FFA folks. Our Future Farmers of America will serve as some mentors for our 4-H folks. And also the fair is celebrating the Girl Scouts 100th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. So they'll be getting mailings all about the From Field to Fair because that's age-related for them as well. We hope they can sign on, get on scstatefair.org and download their passport and play some of those games. We're also working with our South Carolina Farm Bureau Federation, the great partner in the agricultural field, to get the word out, and the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, along with the South Carolina Department of Education.
This is huge.
It's huge. This program also is one that has many legs, and this is the premier year for it. This we just have our logo trademarked and everything, and we're excited to preview it in 2012. But it's not just going to be a 1-year thing, and we want this to be something going forward we can grow and make it even bigger and better next year.
Absolutely. You know, right here in Greenwood, we have a pretty good program that's got healthy neighborhoods, and we have community gardens, and we just got a grant. In fact, Lowe's, I think, came through with the grant, a $20,000 grant, to help set up the gardens in all the different communities. Isn't that great?
That is awesome. That is. And you mentioned earlier that the kids that are involved in farming, they have wonderful projects, whether it be from some field project or maybe their particular livestock that they're working with. And
sure.
We've known, especially in the fair industry, and as you folks too have talked to them, those are some awesome kids to talk with. And you talk with them and ask them what they learned and love most about being involved in that aspect of it. And many of them, it's, learning responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They have this plan and they have this program, and they know if they don't put, that into it, it will not turn out properly. But it's just a great way to teach kids, not only about agriculture and education, but responsibility and, the ability to build relationships with people and to get along with folks as well.
Absolutely. But I think the responsibility issue is the big issue, because how many times have we seen kids get a cat or a dog, and who ends up taking care of it?
Mm-hmm.
We all know the answer to that one, folks. But with farm animals, I guess it could happen, but that's a little different. Yeah, and I think the other thing that makes it different, particularly with farm animals, is the fact that this is not a pet. that this is food. And that's a big lesson to learn, isn't it, Nancy?
No, you're absolutely right. And they know that. And I think that's, you ask what I love about the fair. The other thing that I love about the fair is going into the barns, especially with the cows, with the cattle's there, the dairy and the beef.
Like the smell?
Well, I do like that. Now, I tell you, we have to be not quite right to be in the fair industry, but I do like that.
I like that odor, yes.
That's with the southern slang. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
But those kids camp out in there with their cow. I mean, the amount of hours they've spent with the animals,
sure.
It's amazing. And the smile on their faces, and when they're in the show ring, you know, showing their cattle or whatever it is that they're showing, if it's swine or goat, it's just very, it's wonderful to see that. But responsibility is a word there that you always hear when you ask them anything about that.
Absolutely. We had a call from Bud Lewis. He says, unfortunately, the state's fair is about the only one that has a place for young people and agriculture. You know?
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, South Carolina has pretty small along the fair industry. We don't have too many fairs around. And that is that's something that we're actually hoping that this program, this From Field to Fair program, will help get the word out, not only about for the South Carolina State Fair, but that others can, you know, hop on this bandwagon too. You know, sustainability is the big buzzword now. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, the farming families are decreasing. The kids involved in it are decreasing, but it is, the fair's roots are in agriculture, and that's what we're trying to do here to keep that part alive.
You know, and one of the most interesting things that I think you told me before we came on the air, that the state fair, the South Carolina State Fair, is not state supported.
You are absolutely 100% correct. I wonder if we could have an audience here. Raise your hand if that's new for you.
You just automatically think that would be, the state fair would be supported by our state government.
You would, because, and it's a common misconception, Ann, because we are the South Carolina State Fair. But we are a 501c3. We are a self-supporting charitable organization dedicated to educating South Carolina's young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And just this past year, and we just finished this procedure, just letting the folks know who won scholarships. The fair gave $300,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors that attend an in-state school or university.
Wow. And do they have to go into animal husbandry or something?
They do not. They do not have to. It does not have to be an agriculturally related field.
Wow. How about that?
Yep. So if you have a child who will be a graduating senior next year in school, just remember to check the South Carolina State Fair's website, scstatefair.org, around mid-February. The forms should be available online and with your guidance counselor as well. But that is truly something that we really strive to get the word out about. Because when you make that corn dog, and then when you come to the fair and you eat that corn dog and you ride those rides and you're in there looking at all of those things, we say thank you, because you really are helping to support and to educate South Carolina's future.
Wow, that is terrific. Well, you know what? With all this information, my head is just spinning here today. I think we need to do another giveaway here this afternoon. That's right. We want to do a giveaway. What's going to be our next giveaway? Oh, this is going to be tough, folks. I know you're going to say, Ann, how could you come up with something so tough? You know the number, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Andy, I guess we ought to queue up number 3 over there. Can you tell me the name of this TV show? And if you throw in a couple of the guys on the show, I'll give you an extra bonus. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Andy, cue up number 3. All right. Have we got number 3?
It's loading up.
It's loading up. Okay. It's kind of slow over there, folks. We had to change it up a little bit here today because we had guests here and we're doing the video and we just had to change things up. But, hey, that's okay. Is number 3 ready to go? Almost,
still
Dan.
Loading up.
Okay, let's do it. Here we go. 229-7984. 2297984. Do we have a winner out there? We should have a winner. No, we didn't have a winner. Oh, come on now, folks. That one was too darn easy. 2297984. You get the Fair State Pack. You get the McDonald's, the Frank's Car Wash, the Sharp Facets, the Abbeville coupons for the play that's going on right now, and of course a whole lot more. So you got to come see us, and we have a winner. 2297984. You better write that number down. Be prepared or put it on speed dial, because I'm coming back here in just a couple minutes. We're going to have some more stuff to talk about and give away. We have Nancy Smith. She is assistant manager to the South Carolina State Fair. Thought you were going to bring us some tickets to the fair.
Don't give up hope yet.
Aiden. Okay. All right. All right.
There's still time.
There is still time. The fair isn't until, when is the fair? October what now?
October the 10th through the 21st in Columbia, South Carolina. That's 12 days of fun.
12 days of fun. That's right. One day for each month of the year, right?
That's a good way to put it. That's
all right. Right. There you go. All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking to Nancy. It is almost time for South Carolina news, but we're talking about From Field to Fair. Now, what is the website where the kids and everybody can go to?
The website is scstatefair.org. When you get to the home page, you will see the From Field to Fair icon. Will be very hard to miss. Click that. It will take you right on in to some fun facts about agriculture, which we need to talk about in a little bit, Ann. And also, the click on the right side is the games, the kids' games. So you click that, and they can download their passport and start playing the games.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. You know that. Now, who won here? Amy Johansson moved here from Wisconsin. Okay. Their fair, 50-50 state and industry, lets them to have more education, loves ours because it is more diverse in its presentation.
Ooh, thank you. And I know those Wisconsin people. I'll just tell them that you like our fair better than theirs.
Well, you get an extra bonus here, I can tell. Hey, don't you go away. Time for South Carolina News. We'll be back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Dusty old farmer out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel. The sun beating down turned the red paint to orange, and rusty old patches of steel. There's no farmer songs on that car radio, just cowboys, truck drivers, and pain. Well, this is my way to say thanks for the meal, and I hope there's no shortage of rain. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. The combines gang up, take most of the bread. Things just ain't like they used to be. Though your kids are out after the American dream, and they're working in big factories. If I come by when you're out in the sun, can I wave at you just like a friend? These days when everyone's taking so much, there's somebody giving back in. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city.
Hey, that's the Farmer's Song by Murray McLaughlin. I found that one, and do you know, Nancy, he actually wrote that in New York City. He's from Canada, but he wrote the song when he was in New York City.
New York City.
New York City. Wow. That's right.
That's amazing.
That's right. It's called the Farmer's Song. If you want to check it out, we'll play the whole thing later. But I thought that was pretty neat. That's thanking the farmers for the food that's on your table.
I caught a little clip of it there. It was really great. Very good.
Absolutely. So it is amazing how much change there has been in people looking at making their own food, growing their own food, having the chicken coop in the backyard, the 6, 7, 8 chickens in the backyard. It is amazing what's happening, isn't it?
It is, and I think sustainability is a big buzzword now, so agriculture goes right, you know, hand in hand with that.
Absolutely. Well, I guess, Everett, did you call in and know the name of that song? Well, kudos to you. I didn't realize, I wasn't even asking, but you will get a prize pack, the whole shamil. That's a great song, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. So, Everett, thank you so much for listening here today. Farmer's Song by Murray. But let's talk a little bit more about the sustainability and what is happening with our whole country, with we're being worried, number one, about our food supply.
We are being worried about it. And this From Field to Fair program, as I said, was developed through the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. And it's really a national program. It's not just for South Carolina. It's for overall, as we mentioned earlier, you know, American families in farming constitute only 2% of the population now. And
well, where are we getting our food from, Nancy?
The few that are working it. The few that are working it.
Well, you know, that's why it's really important. You look at the labels, right, and see where things are from. It's amazing where we're getting our food supply from, isn't it?
It is. It's very amazing. And that's why we feel like this is just really a vehicle, you know, with the, if we don't educate the young kids, you know, there it's not going to, you know, we're going to be in a detrimental situation here. And the program, actually something that we did not mention, is for grades pre-K through fifth grade. So that's really where we're, you know, we're losing some of the young people right there. All of us now have maybe been involved or still know people that have farms, but the younger the child gets, the less chance it is that they have been around anyone, even in their family, that's had a farm or been involved in a farm. Mm-hmm. And that's why the fair's roots in agriculture are so important. Another reason is because sometimes when the kids come to the fair, this is the only time that they have to actually, you know, see the cow and pat the cow, maybe milk the cow and see the goats. So we just feel like if we can get something in their hands, and it's also virtual, like it's on the internet now, so that will help them, you know, oh, I can play this game on the internet, you know, that'll get them excited about it and help them learn about agriculture. And our older Future Farmers of America, the FFA and the 4-H folks, we're hoping that they can act as mentors, as we said, and help, you know, just spur them on to get more and more involved in it.
Sure, and you know, I think the growing aspect of it, whether you're growing a small flower garden or whether you're growing vegetables, I mean, that is such a sense of accomplishment when you do something like that.
It is. And along the story, though, I bought a plant in Greenwood at the Flower Festival last year. It was actually a little Ostromeria lily, and it was just one little tiny plant. And I think Kelly saw it today when she picked me up from my house in Columbia, South Carolina. It had multiplied just in 1 year, and there are like 20 or so of them growing. And this kind of it equates the same way to agriculture. When you can plant a seed and you can see something happen and you can see that growing, it truly is a sense of accomplishment. And responsibility goes along with hand in hand with that. You know, no water, no fertilizer, no work, no, you know, no plant, no food. So
back in the old days, we used to starve if we couldn't produce food.
That's right. Yes. So
a big difference in the way we approach life now. It's all instantaneous. We don't realize what it actually takes for people to produce that food.
You're absolutely right. And as we said, that's something that we're really hoping to get across, not just for this year, but, this Farm Field Fair is going to actually be the theme of our agriculture department at the fair. That will be it, from field to fair. So.
All righty. Well, let's see. We're talking field to fair. The fair comes up. Now, when was the fair started? What year was the fair started?
The fair was started in 1869.
Wow.
That was a few years ago.
Yes, it was. It was. And I guess we had decided to stay with the union at that point. Is that correct?
I shall talk about fair, Anne.
Well, I think it's something to think about, We keep talking about whether we want to be part of this union or not here. Hello. I mean, South Carolina is pretty self-sufficient, aren't we? All right. So 1869. And, as far as how much actually comes out of the state of South Carolina that goes to other parts of the nation? I mean, do we produce outside of our state here, or is it mainly local? I guess I asked a question.
I guess I would have to get statistics on that, in order to speak intelligently enough about that. But
I just wonder, do we actually send stuff to other parts of the country, or we hog it all up here? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we probably.
Well, agribusiness is the largest thing going in the state of South Carolina, and part of that, the business part, is timber, and then the agro, of course, is the agricultural part.
Sure. So, all right. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are going to do another giveaway. I think the next one we want to do, Andy. Gosh, this one is another easy one. You get the fair pack here, the one that has the cornmeal and the recipe on how to make a good corn dog. It has this lovely burlap reusable bag, plus some other goodies in it too. So you want to win this? Well, all you got to do is know first call. Who is going to be our winner? 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Give us a call if you know the name of this song and who's singing it. You have to know both. This is number 11, Andy. Let's cue it up and play it for our listeners right now. That's 229-7984.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy that me can't have. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle when the sun's coming up.
229-7984. That's 229-7984. Who's singing it and what's the name of this song?
Work all the little sunset love. Pull out the fiddle and rock up the bow. Kids are all asleep, so I keep the cattle up. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play a solid good and all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So a fiddle and a can, work well as should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle.
All right, we got a winner, Andy. Hello, that's right. You know that number, and of course you're going to get a super prize pack here today, because not only do you get Frank's Car Wash, McDonald's, Sharp Facets, Abbeville Opera House coupon pack, but you get a pack from the fair here with good stuff in it. So you are a winner. We'll find out in just a second who our winner is. But here's an interesting fact. The paper money is made using the crop grown here in South Carolina, cotton. How about that one? There's a good one.
It's an interesting little agricultural fact. That's right.
That's why we can't do away with paper money. they keep trying to get us to use these debit cards and everything. Me personally, I like my cash.
I like my cash as well.
Absolutely.
And I do. I'll have to agree.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's another interesting fact from the South Carolina Fair. And, of course, we'll find out in just a second. God, here's another interesting. What top South Carolina crop is used to make soap and crayons? Now, that's a scary idea that soap and crayons can be made from the same item, Nancy.
Very interesting.
Yes,
that's it.
That's it.
Now, I guess you already looked. You know what crop that is, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is it peaches? No, I don't think so. Is it tomatoes? Not wrong answer. No, it's soybeans. How about that?
Soybeans. That's right.
You know how much soybeans we produce here in the state? Do we produce a lot? I mean, tons, don't we?
We produce a lot.
A lot, a lot, a lot. A
lot of soybeans, a lot of corn.
Okay. All right. Well, Jan Rabb says her son only wants a tractor and ponies, and he's 6 years old, and they live right there on Janeway. Will you come on down right here to Sharp Facets, pick up that farm pack, and who knows, you might be able to meet Nancy Smith right here with the South Carolina Fair. How about that, Nancy?
That would be great, and he can come to the fair and see the ponies and see some tractors as well.
Absolutely. Yes. So that would be neat. And, of course, I'm sure you want him to be able to go on the internet and go to that fair to, what's that called?
From field to fair. That's scstatefair.org. Yes, he would love those games. Just print off his passport to sustainability and get started with the games. And by the way, I've played some of the games. Kelly's played the games. Lots of us in the office have
played the games.
No. And you'll have to play the games. And if you bring your passport incompleted, you may just get a blue ribbon.
I might get a blue ribbon, but can I get my picture taken? That's what I want to know. Can I get my picture taken?
Yes, we'll have your picture made as well.
Okay. Will you let me come down to the fair and maybe broadcast from down there?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Okay. Maybe
You will be totally educated about everything with agriculture and from field to fair. And you'll
I'll be an ambassador then.
Yes.
Yes, I can be an ambassador for the fair.
Certified ambassador.
Certified ambassador. All right. And I'll be competing with kids from what age group now?
Pre-K through fifth grade.
All right, Ann, are you smarter than a fifth grader? All right. Okay. So we are talking about our South Carolina State Fair here today. We're having a good time talking about it. We've got more to talk about, but we do need to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, we've got more to give away and more to talk about. We're here with Nancy Smith with the South Carolina State Fair. Don't you go away. Right. We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery today having a good time talking about from field to fair with the South Carolina State Fair. Nancy Smith came up here to see us today and she brought prize packs, and all our winners today will get a great prize pack from the State Fair. Now, Nancy, we just had a call from one of our loyal listeners, and she wants to know, do you have anything where like quilters and whatnot are there at the fair?
We do, and we actually have a category that would be in our home and craft department. There's a category, there's several classes for quilts of all types and shapes and sizes, handmade and machine made. But and that opens up, the comparative exhibits are open July 1. July and August, you can go online and enter your item online. But we also have some different quilting folks from around the state of South Carolina that will be there to demonstrate quilting. And sometimes you even get a chance to do a little bit of that yourself. So, yes, we will definitely have that. And we display the winning, we display all quilts in a really nice fashion. They're hanging from the ceiling all over the building, and that would be in the Moore building. So, yes, we have lots of quilting things going on for folks.
Well, that's great, because over in McCormick, they have quite a quilting group over there that works on doing quilts and whatnot. Yep. So,
and we do actually have some of those groups that come, and they set up their quilting frame, and then some have the lap quilting, and they will just, they'll show others about that while they're our fair patrons. That's the part of the fair that folks really like. They like the demonstration areas, and they
sure.
like the folks to see what they're doing. So,
now, if somebody wanted to be a participant, what would they have to do, or some group wanted to participate?
Go on our website, scstatefair.org, and you can just check me out. It's on the website. They can ask for me, and we can email, and we will make sure that you are directed to the proper person.
Cool. Okay. Well, there you go, Elizabeth. You need to get the group together and go on down to the state fair, right? And,
that's right.
Absolutely. And maybe y'all could demonstrate. They do some wonderful things over there in McCormick. But isn't it amazing that handcrafts are as popular today and maybe even more popular than they were even 5 or 10 years ago?
I think maybe more popular.
Yeah.
One thing that's really had a resurgence, speaking of that, which when you said quilting made me think about it, is tatting. There's a tatter's guild now, which is tatting is the intricate needlework that was almost a long-lost art. And now they have a tatter's guild. The tatters come and they demo. They let you, have your little chance at doing it. And they also have all of these little tatted butterflies. So you see lots of folks around the fairgrounds with tatted butterflies. So that's we have seen an increase in that. And also from back to the word sustainability with canning, folks entering their canning in the fair, I think more folks are having even smaller gardens just in their yards in town, and so they're able to participate from that aspect and bring their canned goods and enter them in the fair, which is it's been real exciting to see a little increase in that.
Absolutely. Now, if people want to enter, what do they have to do? Just go on the website? Is that
right? They go on our website. You can go on there now and kind of peruse around and see if you would like to enter flowers or art or home and craft, which would be anything from canning to sewing to woodwork and cross stitch. Just scstatefair.org and go on competitive exhibits, and you'll be able to click on the particular category that you'd like. The sheep and goats, swine and
wine.
Wine. We do have wine.
So we have
yes.
a lot of South Carolina wineries.
Yes.
Wineries. Yeah.
We do. Yes.
That's great. What about tea? Do we have some tea exhibits or not?
No, yeah. We don't have any tea. We have tea in Charleston, though.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I think you may have hit on a new one, Ann. We may have to look into that for next year.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, we are talking about From Field to Fair right here on Giveaway Friday. We've already had some great winners, Jen Rabb, and let's see, who else was our Bud Lewis and June Henders, and Everett Johnson knew that new song that I found, which was the Farmer's Song by Murray McLaughlin. We're going to play that during happy hour here so y'all can hear the whole song. So that'll be coming up after the top of the hour. But we got another comment going in. How can I play the games if comments keep coming in, Jeff? Hey, that's okay. We're having a good time. Joyce Riley from she's teaching at Lander. She's from Kansas. Okay. They do find... bridles, saddlebags, who do they contact? Ooh, how about that one? They do fine bridles and saddlebags. Would that be something
wow.
that would come?
Yeah. Yeah. Do they want to exhibit theirs or sell theirs at the fair, or is this a craft that they make?
I think from what I'm sounding like to me, Nancy, is it something that they make?
I think that would be something good for our home and craft department. And there again, go on the website, scstatefair.org, and just email us, and we will make sure your question is answered and you're directed in the appropriate area.
Wow. Now, people can sell products there, yes? Or
not
is
that
just the exhibits?
Only in particular places. But in the home and craft department, this is where all the folks from across the state of South Carolina actually enter their items. There is really no selling. They can come. The different guilds come, and they, as we've talked about with quilting, they can give away their cards and, tell folks where they are. And if they have a little business, they can also, just say that. But we don't actually sell things in that department proper.
Okay. And what about the fact now, 12 days, that's a pretty long time to be at the fair, isn't it? Do they have to be at their exhibits or how does this work, Nancy?
Well, for our demonstrators, and we have demonstrators as in quilters, and then we also have other demonstrators in the Canty building and the Moore building that come and they'll do some cooking. Mm-hmm. Those folks are basically assigned maybe a one-day time to come in a one-day slot or maybe 2 days at the most. But for other exhibitors that are actually part of the fair, which would be our commercial exhibitors proper, they buy an actual booth in the Hampton and the Roof buildings, and they are required to man that booth the entire time the fair is in operation.
And the hours of the fair?
The fair opens on opening Wednesday. We open at 3 o'clock. On Sundays, the fair opens at noon, and all the other days, the fair opens at 10, and the buildings where all of these things would be located are open from 10 to 10 every day.
So you better have a group, that's what I say. You better have a group with you. That would be excellent. Having done some of those big shows, that can get pretty tiring, but a lot of fun, too.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
but you have to have some support with that. So, yes.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Nancy, we have been talking all about the fair. We've been talking about Field to Fair. It's a great program for kids. It's designed to get kids interested in farming and where their food comes from. Really makes a difference when you know where it comes from, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's what this program will help them see, especially when they go on and play the games. And our hope is once they play the games, and they'll learn some things that they didn't know and remember it, and, you know, have some more questions, and then maybe want to get more interested in it as they go along. So it really does. And they'll remember that as they come to the fair after they play the games. Our hope also is when they go in the agriculture exhibits and they see the livestock, you know, they'll think, hey, I saw that, you know, on my Field of Fair game, you know, when I was playing that on the website. But getting them excited about it and giving them a reason to want to learn about agriculture.
Absolutely. It's good. So the name of that website again for everybody?
It's scstatefair.org.
That's right. And don't forget this fact. This is a non-state supported event, folks. And the $300,000 in scholarships, let's go through that one more time, because that's awesome for people trying to get these kids through college.
That's right. Each year the fair does offer $300,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors that will be attending an in-state school or university. We've already done that for the 2012 fair, but in 2013, and if you will have a child who will be a graduating senior or know someone who will, and they will be attending an in-state school or university, just tell them to look on our website, which we just said, scstatefair.org, around mid-February. And they can click on and get their application to do that. And this is along the educational aspect of it, which is right along with our From Field to Fair program from the agricultural educational side of it as well. So that the fair really is all about educating.
Absolutely. And you don't have to go into agriculture, animal husbandry. It's just part of their, I guess we should say, gift to the students here in South Carolina.
It is. And our hope is that, you know, they will get that education, get it here in South Carolina, and stay in South Carolina, which is another aspect of the From Field to Fair program, too. When the kids are educated in the agricultural area, you know, they're more educated overall. And so they'll be here in South Carolina, you know, for generations to come, hopefully educating their families about agriculture as well.
Well, you know, and when you think about agriculture today, it is so different than the agriculture of 50 years ago. So much more mechanized and all this type of thing. And a lot of people I know are going for those 5 and 10 acres farms, the small farms that they can do something else, but they can also farm too.
Right. And I think that's being witnessed by the number of little small farmers markets that are around. I know in Columbia it is, and I know we talked to the folks in Greenwood and Newberry as well. A lot of little small farmers markets are popping up all around, and that's all to do, I think, and with the sustainability. You know, people are much more aware of what's going on. They're much more aware of the environment, and they're, you know, wanting to eat healthy. So that's really good for agriculture. So they're helping themselves to that in their own little plots of land.
Absolutely. Well, Nancy, it has been terrific to have you here. Believe it or not, this hour has flown by.
Time flies when you're having fun, but more fun when it's agricultural fun.
So. That's right. From Field to Fair, it's the South Carolina State Fair. And Nancy, thanks so much for coming here today.
Thank you, Ann. We're looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you at the fair.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. News is up, and then I'll be back for a happy hour on Friday. Woohoo! Don't you go away.